You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. There are many rumors about North Korean forces operating somewhere in the Eurasian continent, perhaps as close to Ukraine as the Kursk salient, perhaps in Ukraine itself, but they're all very difficult to nail down. Fortunately, we have Bruce Bechtel of Angelo University, the author of many books about North Korea, most recently North Korean Proliferation in Africa and the Middle East, which is especially relevant to the proliferation of these combat troop stories. We're going to begin with something that's certain, however. Bruce's comments about the October 31st U.S. time launch of a three-stage ballistic missile from a mobile launcher, the Kwasong 19, went straight up and came straight down into the Sea of Japan, but I'm told has the capability of reaching continental United States with what I'm told looks to be a MIRV warhead, meaning many atomic weapons for different targets. Bruce, a very good day to you. The Kwasong 19 is all new to me. Is it new to everyone, or have we seen such a weapon, a monster, before? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's very nice to talk to you, as always. We have not seen something like this before, so it's just as new to all of us guys who just watch Korea, basically, as our focus, as it is to you. The Kwasong 18, which you and I have talked about on your show before, is essentially a copy of a Russian solid fuel missile. Solid fuel meaning it can be transported and loaded much more easily than a liquid-fueled missile. And the Kwasong 18 was launched successfully a couple of times. And the Kwasong 18 can hit all of the continental United States too. Now, does the Kwasong 18 have that MIRV capability that you spoke of? Because that's quite a frightening capability for our ballistic missile defense. I'm not sure that U.S. and allied ballistic missile defense can even shoot down MIRV missiles. So that's a very key thing. Whether the Kwasong 18 had that or not, I don't think it did. Supposedly, the Kwasong 19 might. But if it doesn't, we know for sure that they're at least working on that. It may be a few years before they perfect that technology. But it's definitely something that they're working on. I would anticipate that they might have some issues with the Kwasong 19. They haven't yet, but they may as they try to get more pinpoint in its launches because it is so big. And that has tended to cause the North Koreans issues in the past. For example, with the Kwasong 17, which was a liquid fuel missile that kept blowing up in mid-launch, et cetera, because it was so big. Maybe they've gotten past that, and maybe that's because of the technical assistance that they've received from the Russians. I hope your readers understand that the Kwasong 19 is probably, if not an exact copy, a very close copy of Russian technology that they received. So that's something to keep an eye on. And if this MIRV technology does prove to be something they're either at or close to, that's a definite eye-opener for our own ballistic missile defense.
The TEL, is that a Chinese TEL? Is that a rebuild of a Chinese TEL? What can you discern from the photograph?
When I looked at it, John, I couldn't tell. It's when you say TEL, transporter, erector, launcher, obviously. It's the biggest one I've ever seen for the North Koreans. It looks brand new as well. Now, the North Koreans have a factory there in North Korea, obviously, that does nothing but manufacture TELs, usually by hand. So typically when we see these launches of these ICBMs particularly, and we see these brand new TELs that keep getting bigger and bigger, what they've done is either they've gotten original parts from the Chinese, typically, sometimes from the Russians, and they built it themselves, but they've had to do it with assistance and with parts often from either the Russians or the Chinese. It would be my assessment, and granted, it's a guess, that this tell probably came from the Russians, not the Chinese this time, because the Russians are on the hook to give the North Koreans so much stuff, in addition to food and oil and just hard currency, so much stuff for their contributions to the war in Ukraine right now. But if it didn't come from the Russians, you're right. It most definitely came from the Chinese and probably assembled in North Korea.
I have your national interest piece in front of me, and we go immediately to the stories of North Korean combat troops, either on their way to Ukraine, in Ukraine, or taking the place of troops who are going to the Ukraine. These are 11th Corps, you've instructed me before, 11th Corps, which is possible special forces brigades. But there are more reports now. There's all kinds of rumor. There's even talk of a combat patrol in which the Russians and the North Koreans did not coordinate because of language difficulties is a presumption. There's a video of so-called wounded and captured North Korean making remarks about his unit. None of this is trustworthy. How do you read it, Bruce?
Well, take your pick. I'd say the first thing that I would say, would think of this is the Ukrainians. You gotta love them because they fought so hard the past couple of years. But the Ukrainians seem to be engaging in rather primitive information operations. That one video I watched on X that was supposedly of a captured North Korean special forces person, it looked very staged. So it could be real, but I mean, I would need to see more like that to actually believe that. Some reliable sources that we have had have come to us through the South Korean press, vis-a-vis the National Intelligence Service, which is the South Korean equivalent to CIA. And those reports are telling us that those 12,000 men, the first contingent, if there are going to be more contingents, of North Korean forces going to the Ukraine war are going to the Kursk area and other areas nearby. That seems to be the most credible to me, despite the fact that we're seeing, as you and I have talked about before, reports of them guarding borders for the Russians or taking the place of Russian troops who are actually engaged in combat. If that's the case, and I have my doubts, I don't think that's the case. If that's the case, that's probably just temporary, because I don't think Kim Jong-un would send his very best troops to go guard a border somewhere. I think that they're probably going to be flung into combat sooner or later, if not already. And if the Russians don't use them better than they've used a lot of their other forces, I would predict that the North Koreans will probably take a lot of heavy casualties, not just now, but in coming months as well. So that'll be a development we'll have to keep an eye on. But I would just suggest that we're going to see a lot of conflicting reports for a while, a lot of it coming from the Ukraine itself. So we just need to be very careful and try and look at the source as best we can to determine, what is really going on with the North Korean troops. And for now, at least, it seems like they're going to be deploying to Kursk, which is some of the heaviest fighting that's going on in the war or has gone on in the war to date.
Combat troops. We're led to believe these are light infantry, but those North Korean divisions, they've not been in combat for decades. So those North Korean divisions are loaded up with armor, with artillery, with air, all of that. Do you see that moving? A lot of equipment moving with them.
Well, that's a really good question, John, because were they to move that stuff, and remember, the North Koreans have four mechanized corps. That's 3,000 vehicles in each of those four corps, 33,000 men in each of those four corps. That they potentially could move one of those corps to the front and help the Russians out. But it doesn't look like that's what they're doing so far. It looks like what they're doing thus far is they're moving in, at least what it looks like so far, to augment Russia's own special forces, the Spetsnaz and the like, and to use them in special forces type operations. Now they, you know, who knows? Because the Russians have done some crazy things in this war. They could just use them as cannon fodder. That's certainly a possibility. I don't think it's likely. I think they're more likely to be used like special forces and attached to special forces. And of course, that brings up something that you brought up that's very important. Command and control is going to be very important because special forces don't just fight on their own. You know, they fight in support or being supported by mechanized forces, by air, and all those kinds of things. The language barrier may be an issue. Now, to try and offset that, as I'm sure you saw in the press, the North Koreans have sent over 500 officers. So out of those 12,000 men, 500 of them are officers, and three of those officers are generals, which is a lot of generals to send over for just 12,000 men. So those folks, those commissioned officers and the generals, they may be trained in Russian language capability. If that's the case, that should help offset some of the typical command and control issues that we might anticipate.
Respectful writing at National Interest.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.